You're listening to the news and music programs on Kansas City Radio and Television Station and our webcam here in its news. At a meeting with leaders of the People's Committee of the City Departments and Branches and People's Committees of two districts of Ninh Kiều and Bình Thủy yesterday afternoon, alternate member of the Party Central Committee Secretary of Kansas City Party Committee Nguyễn Văn Hiếu emphasized that Kansas City has been implementing several flood prevention projects. However, to completely overcome the flooding caused by high tides in the urban area of Ninh Kiều District and part of Bình Thủy District, it's necessary to add a few auxiliary works and projects. For example, the embankment and culvert at Khe Luang Canal opposite to Khương Island, the construction of Bình Thủy River Trend and Locks and an upriver embankment project. The secretary noted that this must be considered a very urgent task of the city government from now until 2024. The Board of Culture and Social Affairs under Kansas City People's Council has just examined reports and draft resolutions to be submitted at the year-end session of the City People's Council. The meeting commented on the results of social, economic and defense security, HIVS prevention and control in 2023, mission orientations in 2024, results of settling petitions and voters' reflections, gave comments on the draft resolution stipulating tuition fee payments for public preschool and general education institutions in 2023-2024 school year. The majority of delegates agreed to the content of the reports. However, it's necessary to supplement data and clarify some contents related to the following fields: tourism, information and communication, health education, vocational training, policies related to caring for ethnic people, among others. The 21st Southern Hospital Directors Club annual meeting took place on November 24th morning in Kansas City. Reporting at two main working sessions of the conference, delegates focused on topics related to service, care and health safety of patients, what medical human resources need to prepare for digital transformation, application of AI technology and GPT chat in medical management. The Minister of Health said that there are still many difficulties and challenges for the health sector to meet the expectations of the people. For the Mekong Delta, people's access to intensive health services is limited, so it's necessary to receive support from hospitals and propose specific solutions to further improve the quality of people's health care. The workshop on technical solutions to support the development of smart city models took place yesterday morning. Participants heard presentations on building smart infrastructure with early warning solutions for landslides, application of artificial intelligence in the medical field, biomass energy from agricultural byproducts for the sustainable development of smart cities in the Mekong Delta, smart manufacturing transformation, building a grid system for management of water supply pipeline network, and opening and closing vans in the field. The workshop also analyzed the construction of a smart city in control, thereby it suggested that in a common type, the city will focus on developing smart cities in association with digital transformation and administrative reform, building smart city operation centers, developing human resources, science, and technology to serve smart cities. Vice Chairman of Kansas City People's Committee Nguyễn Ngọc Hè has just signed the decision approving the investment project to renovate and expand five key intersections in Ninh Kiều District with a total investment of nearly 1,200 billion Vietnam Dong. The project has two phases. The implementation period shall not exceed 4 years from the date of project approval, in which phase one will expand the intersection at the same level, controlled by signal lights around independent right-turn branches. Phase two will consider the arrangement of flyovers or underpasses according to traffic needs. In order to serve the travel needs of people, ensure order and safety, the Ministry of Transport requires airlines to develop plans to increase flights served on peak days, arrange night flight hours to meet the travel needs of passengers on peak days during and after that. The administration also directs Unix to strengthen the control of security and flight safety, strengthen human resources and equipment for security screening to ensure security safety and best serve travel needs of people. And that's all now. Thanks for your listening. Goodbye and see you next time.